news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, you've made it to Friday. That's good news. Sitting at 75 now at our studios. Kind of a summer-like morning as we get started. More from Dr. Bill in just 1 minute. Right now, we'll start off with the ride in. Here's traffic with Kane.
From the Loaded CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department on the scene of an accident at 8th Road and Ziegler Boulevard. Without injury, state troopers running radar, but we have a good ride so far all the way down towards Robertsdale and the Folly Beach Express heading into Gulf Shores. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in. They're still offering delivery through their waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up. Lunch today, 7 wings and french fries, just $9.99. In Mobile, call 345-9544. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Jim Foley, managing partner at Fairhope Brewing Company. We at Fairhope Brewing would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone in Lower Alabama who has shown their support for us over the past few weeks. It is only because of this support, be it buying a t-shirt from our online store, buying our products at your local grocery store, or by buying directly from us in Fairhope, that we have made our way through these unprecedented times. Thank you again for your continued support, and thank you for your patience as we slowly reopen our taproom.
Find out more online, fairhopebrewing.com.
708 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, Friday style. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Our staff meteorologist is Dr. Bill Williams. And coming up at 735, marine forecast out there, plus weekend weather scale and a walk through the weekend weather, plus a look at the tropics all coming up in just a little bit. Plus, we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. Alec Naiman is on the way. And yesterday, it was a presser from Governor Ivey, and it's time to open up more of Alabama.
Effective Friday, May 22nd at 5 p.m. and running through July 3, we're going to expand the number of businesses that will be allowed to reopen while maintaining a 6-foot distance. And by adding an extra layer or two of prevention and precaution on those who own these businesses as well as those who frequent these businesses.
All right, we'll talk more about the governor's presser from yesterday in just a minute. First, though, we start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours every weekday morning with the fight against coronavirus by the numbers from a national level down here at home as well. Dalton Orwig has the latest.
Nationally, Sean, we're now over 1,621,000 total positive cases of coronavirus. Yesterday, there were 28,179 new cases added. That's the highest number since May the 8th, but testing has also ramped up, and I'll let you know how many tests we're doing a day here in just a minute. There are now over 96,000 deaths nationally as we near closer to that 100,000 mark. Yesterday, 1,418 Americans died due to COVID-19. But if you look at the charts, all of the reported deaths from this week, from the weekdays, are on average lower than the weekday reported deaths for the last 6 weeks. There's been a pretty steady drop since the number of daily deaths peaked back on April 21st when there were 2,683 Americans that died due to COVID-19, and now more than 382,000 Americans have recovered from coronavirus. According to The Atlantic's COVID tracker, which tracks the number of national test results up until 3 p.m. every day, so they're tracking from 3 p.m. to 3 p.m., not midnight to midnight, but their numbers from yesterday, 408,415 tests nationally. That's around 5,000 fewer tests than Wednesday, but those are the only 2 days we've had to this point where over 400,000 tests were administered, and for the total number, 13,056,000 total tests have been performed nationally since the pandemic began.
Yeah, but pointing out, too, something we started talking about over the last few days, assuming that one test equals one person is inaccurate.
Right. It could be. We had a nurse that texted us yesterday that's on the front line of this thing, and they said that if you're administered to the hospital, or if you're admitted to the hospital, in order to be let out, in some cases, you have to have two negative tests.
So there's at least two per per hospitalized.
I would say three if you tested positive initially and then two negative tests following. Right. He said he's seen some people that have had as many as six tests.
Okay, so as we look at testing numbers, we got to keep that. I mean, so much of this is new, mm-hmm. but we're trying to add fact and perspective to that. So you go, because I was completely guilty of it. Saying, okay, there's that many tests, and I thought, okay, that many people have been tested. Mm-mm, that's
right.
Not true.
Yeah, because if there were 13 million people that have been tested, that's a pretty good portion of
right.
America's population. I mean,
but
it's
that's
still
not,
a small percentage, but...
But that's not the story. The story is that many tests may mean 5 million people.
That's right.
Or some, I don't know the factual number, but we got to know it's something less than the total number of tests.
And take, for instance, the president and the vice president, who I would venture have been tested more than anyone.
They get tested every day, the way I read the story.
So if you add that into account, then those numbers kind of start to look
Thank you,
different.
Mike Pence.
He's taken all our tests. In Alabama, 13,414 confirmed positive cases now in the state. Yesterday, there were 362 new coronavirus cases. The seven-day average comes out to 330 cases per day, while the two-week average is now 312 cases per day. Both of those numbers are just under their peaks that we hit yesterday. And 5,954 test results came in yesterday. So you take those two numbers, the 362 positive cases on 5,954 tests, the percent positive rate for yesterday was right around 6%, and that's lower than we've seen. It's been around 8% for the last 3 weeks. There are now 529 Alabamians that have died due to COVID-19. Yesterday, seven deaths were reported. That's after 18 were reported on Wednesday. You might remember we hit our peak of daily deaths last Tuesday when 37 died in Alabama. The seven-day average of daily deaths is 8 per day. That's the lowest it's been since April 21st, and the two-week average is 11 per day. That's the lowest that number has been since April 26th. And of course, you want to see those average numbers dropping for the number of daily deaths. In Alabama now, over 174,000 total tests have been administered, and over 70,000 in the last 2 weeks alone. There have also been 1,549 hospitalizations since March 13th. Currently, according to the Alabama Department of Public Health, 673 people are hospitalized. There were 26 new hospitalizations in the state yesterday, 17 fewer than Wednesday. Looking at the local numbers, in Mobile County now, 1,874 positive cases with 107 deaths. Yesterday, we added 52 cases and one death, and there have been over 17,500 total tests in Mobile County. In Baldwin County, 270 positive tests with 8 deaths, and according to their dashboard with the ADPH, no new cases and no new deaths in Baldwin County from yesterday. Washington County now has 63 cases with 5 deaths, 91 cases with 2 deaths in Clark County, 23 cases with 2 deaths in Monroe County, 39 cases with 3 deaths in Escambia, 133 cases and 3 deaths in Choctaw County, 110 cases with 6 deaths in Wilcox County, and Conecuh County had their first death added yesterday, 23 cases and 1 death now in Conecuh County.
All right, we appreciate that update, Dalton, and while we're talking testing as well, this note from the Mobile County Health Department. They're offering free COVID-19 testing at all their locations, and all that is required is you make an appointment. Phone number 690-8889, 690-8889. Of course, you can Google that or you send us a note. We'll get you the information. But Mobile County Health Department, all their locations are doing free tests, 690-8889. Just got to make an appointment. No symptoms or doctor's order required. So people that are saying, hey, I want to get the test, but they told me no because of no symptoms. You can get the test for peace of mind, once again, free from the Mobile County Health Department, offering free COVID-19 testing at all locations. Once again, 690-8889. All right, let's talk about the governor and the speech yesterday, and this takes effect 5 o'clock this afternoon. With more Alabama businesses being opening entertainment venues under this new order. It says here, entertainment venues shall comply with following rules, social distancing. Employees shall not knowingly allow patrons or guests to congregate within 6 feet of a person from another household. Employees shall take reasonable steps to prevent people from congregating in lobby areas, break rooms, other common areas. Emergency maximum occupancy rate. Indoor and enclosed entertainment venues shall limit occupancy to 50% of normal occupancy load as determined by the fire marshal. Entertainment venue includes, thank goodness, as they have been the business. I don't know why I've gotten just obsessed with it. I've been obsessed with the bowling alleys.
You've really rallied behind them. I think probably thanks to you that the governor reopened them.
I would hope I had some, you know, some influence on that. But bowling alleys opening back up. Arcades, concert venues, theaters, auditoriums, performing centers, tourist attractions, including museums and planetariums. And we happily announced that USS Alabama is opening back up, which is great, great news. And the park down there as well. So, especially with Memorial Day happening on Monday. Also, racetracks, commercial or public playgrounds, adult entertainment venues.
They are open.
Those folks get to go back to work. Casinos and bingo halls. It says here, entertainment venue does not include playgrounds operated by educational institutions or child daycare facilities. Playgrounds operated by those entities are covered by another part of the act. Entertainment venue also does not include nightclubs.
Still.
Now, why do we do this?
So the adult-
and we found out factually last week when we were talking about this, y'all, that this is the arcane system of government. If there's dancing, why does it sound like the Footloose movie? If there's, because you'd say, what's the difference between a bar and a nightclub? Mm-hmm. I've asked this question many times, and they said it's dancing.
Yes.
And a dance floor. So if you're a bar, because I've seen plenty of dancing break out at a bar.
Yeah, all the time.
So, but it says entertainment venue does not include nightclubs, which are covered and subject to another part of this thing. So the nightclubs are still, I guess, shut down. The bars are open.
So let me ask you, I don't know.
That's wrong.
I haven't been to one. Are there any salsa clubs or two-step clubs in Alabama?
I don't know. What about you know, line dancing?
Yeah. I don't know.
What about all that kind of stuff?
But the adult entertainment venues can open. Nightclubs cannot.
There's dancing goes on there, kind of. That's what I'm saying. This is why it gets confusing that they start to parse out different, you know, like winners and losers in this stuff. I think one of the keys, though, is getting people back to work in the state of Alabama. The governor talked about that yesterday in that press conference.
Tomorrow, Secretary of Labor Fitzgerald Washington will announce Alabama's unemployment rate for April. It seems like a lifetime ago when our unemployment rate was at an all-time record low of 2.7 here in the state. But when more than 500,000 people filed for unemployment during the past 2 months, and more than $1 billion has been paid out in unemployment compensation, folks, that's a lot of hurt and a lot of pain out there.
$1 billion paid out in unemployment compensation.
Goodness.
And there's a lot in that speech, but there's one more part that I think you need to know about this morning, and I think this is going to start talk. It'll probably be one of these things that we talk about on the show, and it doesn't really get traction until sometime next week. You've got the Memorial Day holiday and the weekend ahead. This will be something you'll hear from others come Tuesday or Wednesday. Listen to what the governor said about using technology to trace people with COVID-19.
On the positive side of things, we have some good news. This week, the state of Alabama, and in particular, the Department of Public Health, inked a deal with two of the biggest technology names in the world, Apple and Google, to use their contact tracing app to track those who may have been exposed to COVID-19 using Bluetooth signals. Alabama, North Carolina, North Dakota and South Carolina are the three first states in the United States that have joined some 22 countries around the globe to join hands with these two global giants in hopes of helping our people learn how to, when and where they may have gotten contacted or exposed to this virus. And hopefully this will become an important tool in the toolkit to slow the spread of coronavirus by using what almost every Alabamian has in their pocket, a cell phone.
So we've inked a deal, I wonder for how much, with Apple and Google to use y'all's phones and your Bluetooth to contact trace you. Wonder how that's going to go over. All right, all the way in sports.
We had a NASCAR race last night and an emotional victory for Chase Briscoe. I'll let you know more coming up in sports.
All right, Dr. Bill's Weekend Weather Scale at 7:35, and Larry Kirby and Alec Naiman all straight ahead.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's Department of Health reports more than 13,400 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 362 new cases reported in the past 24 hours. 529 deaths have been confirmed statewide. 1,874 people have tested positive in Mobile County. Baldwin County now reporting 270 confirmed cases. More businesses will be allowed to reopen after Governor Ivey issued an updated Safer at Home order. Once it takes effect, entertainment venues and other businesses will be able to open their doors more than 2 months after being forced to shut down. The new order affects not only entertainment venues, but athletic programs, camps, and child daycare facilities. One of those venues, Battleship Memorial Park, is fully reopening on Saturday. The grounds have been open for the past few weeks, but now the Battleship, Submarine, and Aircraft Pavilion will be open for tours. There are COVID-19 safety precautions that have been put in place, such as plexiglass dividers in the gift shop and hand sanitizing stations. The park opens at 8 a.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hi, Josh Woods, Executive Director with the Greater Gulf State Fair here. Here at the grounds, we understand that local business is the lifeblood of our local economy. While many are struggling to keep the lights on and pay their employees, we know that local business owners are resilient, but they're going to need our help. Make every effort to support them every day, whether it's by paying a local bill first, shopping locally online, or picking up a curbside meal at your favorite restaurant. If we all do this, our local economy will be booming again soon. And remember, we'll see you at the fair this fall.
Good morning, 722 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Alabama High School Athletic Association announced yesterday that high schools will be allowed to begin summer activities starting June the 1st. According to new guidelines created by the AHSAA Medical Advisory Board, student athletes will be allowed to participate in weightlifting and team conditioning under strict new safety rules. The decision from the AHSAA came after Governor Kay Ivey announced the loosening of some restrictions for schools and athletic events. Last week, the AHSAA notified schools that summer competition, including OTAs and 7-on-7 for football, would be canceled. In racing, Chase Briscoe won the Toyota 200 Xfinity Series race at Darlington Raceway just 2 days after learning that he and his 12-week pregnant wife had lost their unborn baby. Briscoe announced the tragedy on Wednesday, writing on Instagram that he FaceTimed with his wife on Tuesday while she went to the doctor for a checkup, just after the couple had learned the gender of their baby. During the visit, the nurse and doctors were unable to detect a heartbeat. After an outpouring of support from the racing community, Briscoe tweeted that he and his wife debated sharing their story, but hoped that, quote, using our platform to help others was a way God would help with coping with it all. Last night, in a race that was delayed by 2 days, Briscoe beat defending Cup Series champion Kyle Busch to the finish line. After the race, Briscoe told reporters that he was crying inside the car and was not emotionally in the right place. He said, quote, "This is the biggest day of my life after the toughest day of my life." Now NASCAR heads to Charlotte for the Cup Series Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday. The Xfinity Series will race again on Monday, the 25th, followed by the Truck Series the following night and another Cup Series race in Charlotte next Wednesday night. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you drive an electric car, then you've probably heard about a credit you may qualify for from the U.S. government. Owners of cars, including the Chevrolet Bolt and the Nissan Leaf, may be eligible for up to a $7,500 federal tax credit. Remember, you only get the credit for the year you bought the car, and there's a phase-out in place that takes effect after manufacturers sell a certain number of cars. But be sure to note, Tesla and General Motors have hit that threshold. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market, keeping their shelves full of the freshest fruits and vegetables straight off the farm. From the Allegri Farm Market family to yours, stay safe, stay healthy. Allegri Farm Market in Daphne.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly cloudy with patchy fog, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with isolated afternoon showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, still there at 8th E Road and Ziegler Boulevard. It's an accident without injury. State troopers are clear, but they're going to have a lot of radar all weekend long along I-10 from Daphne, Loxley, and southbound 59 from Robertsdale, Foley, and the Gulf Shores. For now, we're clear. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured. From residential to commercial, we have you covered. Always free estimates. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Williams on the way. Weekend weather scale. We'll get a marine forecast as well. And I know big holiday weekend ahead. A lot of people are excited. Heck, the reports I got that yesterday afternoon, the line of boats heading to Dolphin Island, heading towards Gulf Shores and Orange Beach was long. So people were starting off early with this holiday weekend. But I do want to make sure, we talk about it every year, about Decoration Day, or as we call it, Memorial Day. I saw a stat here that was it was saddening to me. New survey out found 57% of Americans don't know what Memorial Day is.
Oh,
they don't
man.
Know. They don't. They said it's something to do with veterans. You know, and I see this each year too. Veterans Day in November is one thing. That's when we salute our veterans. Memorial Day is when we remember our war dead, our men and women, military, and our war dead. So it is different. It is different, and it is a solemn holiday on Monday. It won't be seen that way by a lot of folks, but it is a solemn holiday on Monday. I would point out that kind of some changes here, some COVID-19 changes as well. I got a note from our buddy Pete Ream and the South Alabama Veterans Commission. They're doing their Memorial Day commemoration on Monday, and it's Monday morning at 8:30 at the cemetery there on Virginia Street. But the public is not invited to attend. So they're going to stream it on the Facebook page for the South Alabama Veterans Commission. And I know County Commissioner Jerry Carl will be there to welcome members of the military. They'll be there representing respective ranks and different folks from the SAVC, but it is not open for the public. Then we also talked to Mayor of Dolphin Island, Jeff Collier. Always had the Memorial Day event there at the Water Tower at the T on Dolphin Island. He said they're pre-setting chairs there, and you're going to be asked to sit in those chairs, which are socially distanced and spaced. They are having the commemoration on Dolphin Island as well, but they're taking that into account. So COVID-19 even affecting what happens on Monday. So remember that. Remember what is being commemorated on Monday. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. We'll check news headlines from WKRG next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's Department of Health reports more than 13,400 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 362 new cases reported in the past 24 hours. 529 deaths have been confirmed statewide. 1,874 people have tested positive in Mobile County. Baldwin County now reporting 270 confirmed cases. More businesses will be allowed to reopen after Governor Ivey issued an updated Safer at Home order. Once it takes effect, entertainment venues and other businesses will be able to open their doors more than 2 months after being forced to shut down. The new order affects not only entertainment venues, but athletic programs, camps, and child daycare facilities. One of those venues, Battleship Memorial Park, is fully reopening on Saturday. The grounds have been open for the past few weeks, but now the Battleship, Submarine, and Aircraft Pavilion will be open for tours. There are COVID-19 safety precautions that have been put in place, such as plexiglass dividers in the gift shop and hand sanitizing stations. The park opens at 8 a.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's time to keep America rolling, and that's just what they're doing at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. To celebrate, they encourage you to shop local and support small business. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is offering free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on Liberty Safe purchases over $1,500, or free curbside up to 25 miles on Centurion models. Come in and shop the largest selection of Liberty Safes on the Gulf Coast at Exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile, and the new location in D'Iberville on Sangani Boulevard right by Walmart. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report, coronavirus update. Memorial Day weekend may be the biggest challenge yet for Americans who want to get out but don't want to see a spike in coronavirus cases. Correspondent Dan Simon reports churches are frustrated with California's restrictions and say they will defy the governor.
The pastors say that those restrictions go too far and that churches should be considered essential. Now, under Governor Newsom's plan, churches would be allowed to reopen under phase 3. Right now, the state is in phase 2, and no word yet on what he may do once those churches reopen.
Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has penciled in May 29th as a potential start date for phase 1 of reopening the capital city. New CDC guidance that surface transmission is less of a risk than person-to-person transmission. On Wall Street, the futures have turned positive. The Dow futures up more than 40 points. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Global stocks declined as China moved to impose new national security laws on Hong Kong, a measure that would increase tensions with the U.S. and challenge the financial hub's autonomy. Hong Kong shares plunged 5.5% on Wall Street futures, pointing to a broadly lower open. Mark Zuckerberg is shifting Facebook toward a substantially remote workforce over the next decade, permanently reconfiguring the tech giant's operations around a dispersed structure. The plan is one of the highest profile examples of business leaders committing to extend the practices their companies quickly embraced to adjust to the current crisis. SelectQuote shares climbed nearly 36% in their first day of trading in what is set to be the largest U.S. initial public offering since February. The insurance policy comparison company stock opened 31% above its reference price of $26.20 each on the New York Stock Exchange. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Welcome to Bose!
We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Summer-like feel this morning in the 70s and sticky.
Hey, you remember those readings in the 50s we had about a week ago?
Yeah, I do.
How nice that was.
That was. I bottled some of that up in a mason jar to be able to enjoy that air later. So, this is feeling like July.
Yeah, this is more like what we expect, and certainly in July and even part of June that you expect this type of weather. But we're going to have partly cloudy skies today, so we will have some sunshine, and then there's a slight chance we could see a shower or a thunderstorm this afternoon. Going to warm up to 88 degrees, and of course with the high humidity, it could be rather uncomfortable. Tonight, there's the possibility of some fog developing after midnight. We'll stay in the 70s tonight, about 72 for the low. And then for the weekend, well, partly cloudy Saturday, and again a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, upper 80s. And then on Sunday, we'll call it mostly sunny, and then a few afternoon thunderstorms are likely to develop with a high in the upper 80s. So we will have some sunshine this weekend, and there is a chance that we will see might see a thunderstorm during the afternoon hours. Now, Monday will be partly cloudy, but a better chance that we'll see some thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. We have an upper air disturbance that's moving across Texas and the Mississippi River area, and that's going to help kind of give a lift to the air coming off the Gulf, and therefore we have a better chance for some thunderstorms on Monday. Tuesday, same thing. We expect quite a few thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon, and then as we get on into next week, it'll be typical weather for this time of the year with afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, let's take your forecast from on the land side to the water here, and it's Memorial Day weekend. Always people getting out on their boats, but a lot more than normal, plus snapper season opened up today. Give us a marine forecast.
Not too bad for the weekend. For Saturday, looks like a southeast wind at 8 to 13 knots and seas at 2 to 3 feet. On Sunday, it'll be more of an easterly wind at 8 to 13 knots, although becoming southeast in the afternoon. Again, seas at 2 to 3 feet. Monday, though, it picks up a bit. Southeast, 13 to 18 knots and seas at 3 to 4 feet. So the best conditions are going to be Saturday and Sunday.
All right, Dr. Bill, with all that being said, it's time for our semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale that lies somewhere between 1 and 2. What do you say?
Well, we have some rain in the forecast for both days, mainly during the afternoon hours, and we will have some sunshine. If you're headed to the Gulf along the coast, you'll have more sunshine there, so it's looking pretty good. So we'll put that into the forecast, and I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Mm-hmm.
8170.
That's with having rain in the forecast, that's a pretty good number.
That's right. Thanks also to on the Gulf Coast, where we have plenty of sunshine, and any of those thunderstorms that occur will most likely be well inland.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and guy that's got your marine forecast as well, Dr. Bill Williams. All right, 7:38 coming up. We'll check in with Larry Kirby. Also, as we check traffic this morning, this is the kind of stuff that the national radio shows wouldn't be able to do. We'll check traffic with Kane in a second, but also we're going to check traffic with Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon. So what kind of traffic will we be checking? Well, we'll pay that off and land that plane coming up.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3023. Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
You're sitting on the couch watching TV. And then, that dead branch finally fell. But that isn't how you were planning on putting in that skylight. Now you realize you waited a bit too long to cut it down. With the recent market crash, you might be thinking the same thing about your retirement accounts. You've been thinking about meeting with a financial advisor, but life got in the way. Now that the market is creating a lot of unwanted skylights, maybe it's time to meet with a financial advisor. Andrew McNair and his team at Swan Capital are here to help you get back on track. Call today to set up a virtual visit with Andrew and the team at Swan Capital. 800-848-8768. That's 800-848-8768. Get started on your plan today. Even healthy branches come down during a storm. 800-848-8768. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
From the low to the CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department do have an accident now at 8th and Ziegler Boulevard, eastbound, westbound I-10, all the way from DIP to the 1065 split out towards Grand Bay Wimmer Road, running smooth. Northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland, again, no delays. Struggling to find the perfect Father's Day gift this year, the Blacksmith Experience in Daphne is currently offering special Father's Day gift certificates for beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Discover more at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Dalton, and coming up at 8:05, Senator Doug Jones is going to join us. Interesting bill being pushed here. It's funny how things come together. You've got this idea of American manufacturing, something that President Trump ran on so strongly, and Senator Doug Jones introducing a bill to bring healthcare manufacturing jobs to America. And we're going to talk with him more about that at 8:05. So be ready for that, plus taking your calls at 343-0106. All right, so there was Kane in the traffic department, and I said, you know, along the Gulf Coast, we have different kind. We have traffic on the roadways, and we check the interstates and the surface streets, as they call it, and all that. And then there's this traffic going on this day, opening day of snapper season in the state of Alabama. One of the most congested areas is not going to be Airport Boulevard. It's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be the Bayway. It's not going to be, you know, not in your neighborhood, unless you happen to live towards the east end of Dolphin Island. And that's where we find Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, who is watching the traffic down there for us. Thanks for your time. What's the traffic report, Scott, this morning?
So right now, the trailer report is 0.7 miles of trailer parking from Billy Goat Hole. So
okay, so going west, so from the actual launches, it's 0.7 of a mile to the last trailer.
Correct. So it's past the condos, as everybody likes to refer it.
Okay, so, and let me point out, this is a 7:45 on a Friday workday, so Lord help us tomorrow. Let's look at the volume. You think in how many trucks and trailers are there, and then how many people are in each boat? I mean, there's a lot of people hitting the water today.
So that's generally over 100 trailers when we kind of look at that, and because you got three sides of parking, so to speak, and so you figure if there's four people on each one, there's 400 or 500 people. That doesn't count Little Billy Goat Hole, which there is no parking available there. So you're probably looking at 600 to 800 people maybe leaving out from Dolphin Island this morning, counting private ramps or private access.
Wow. So 600 to 800 on a Friday morning. And then have you any reports from in Balabatri up at that launch or any of the other launches?
There were 30 trailers out at Balabatri, and I'm going to look at our cameras of what it looks like going to Orange Beach here later on, but I'm pretty sure that Perdido Pass is probably looks just like Foley Beach Express and Highway 59.
Wow. Y'all, we get traffic reports on land and on water. So, I mean, it's fair to say with what you calculate for Dolphin Island in the area and then looking at South Baldwin, I can say there are thousands of people heading out to snapper fish this morning.
Absolutely. The weather, it's you know, they always say 2 to 3, and it's always to that higher end, it seems. But I think people are out having a good time today.
Hey, and quickly here, just as we talk about, I mean, the funny part of it is talking about this report for the number of people going out traffic-wise. But this is if people think about those numbers you just talked about, this is a serious deal when it comes to the economy. There's a lot of money that goes into the system, into small businesses, big businesses, into state coffers, too, when people go fishing.
Absolutely. I mean, if you consider just at Dolphin Island, 600 boats have to put gas back in today. So that's or 100 plus boats have to put gas back in. That's thousands of gallons of fuel. That's a lot of snacks. That's a lot of Gatorade. And maybe even the adult beverage section.
just the number of bags of ice. I would love to get the stats on what they sell in ice on a given opening day of snapper season. But, yeah, this makes a big difference to economies along the coast. This makes a big difference to people buying fishing licenses and you know, putting money back into the system to have more launching ramps and more snapper wrecks.
Absolutely. We had people calling yesterday, you know, with you know, their driver's license expired during the COVID thing, and we're trying to sort through those to make sure that people could buy a fishing license. And it's people are trying to do the right thing, and I appreciate that. And we're hoping that people participate in Snapper Check, and they need to update their Outdoor Alabama app to make sure they have the most current version. And I'm looking forward to it. I think the wind's going to pick up a little bit over the weekend, so maybe some of you monkey boats, as you referred, need to stay home. But please go and have a safe and enjoyable weekend.
Yeah, well, we're monkey boats. We're going to go speckled trout fishing. We're going to go on the other side of the island when the wind blows like that. Thank you for the update, and I can't wait to talk to you after this weekend, kind of look at the stats from weekend one of snapper season.
Oh, I'm going to send you a picture of who I'm fishing with this afternoon on your afternoon show.
All right, good deal. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for joining us, and yeah, be safe out there.
All right, have a great day, guys.
Yeah, will do. So that's Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, with a live traffic report from the east end of Dolphin Island there at Billy Goat Hole.
Oh, what a day.
Yeah, it's a big day. All right, 7:45, coming right back.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry, 251-747-1802, or online, makoforestry.com, and on Facebook.
Hey, talking with my friend Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and businesses opening back up. What can y'all do to help them get things cleaned up around those businesses and get people in that front door?
Well, like you said, we can start with just a cleanup and maybe just a tweak in the design to kind of get people excited about coming through the front door and freshen up the look of the building. But we don't really stop there either. We really kind of take an approach towards how efficient is the maintenance going to be and an eye towards ongoing maintenance and care. So we really have a strong background, as you know, in maintenance. So we take a look at from there as well.
We know the exterior of our business is a reflection on what we do, so it's more important than ever to make sure we're inviting people in and we got a place that looks great.
Exactly, and we're here to help them with that.
All right, tell us how to get in touch with y'all and get these services right away.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Alabama's Department of Health reports more than 13,400 confirmed cases of COVID-19 with 362 new cases reported in the past 24 hours. 529 deaths have been confirmed statewide. 1,874 people have tested positive in Mobile County. Baldwin County now reporting 270 confirmed cases. More businesses will be allowed to reopen after Governor Ivey issued an updated Safer at Home order. Once it takes effect, entertainment venues and other businesses will be able to open their doors more than 2 months after being forced to shut down. The new order affects not only entertainment venues, but athletic programs, camps, and child daycare facilities. One of those venues, Battleship Memorial Park, is fully reopening on Saturday. The grounds have been open for the past few weeks, but now the Battleship, Submarine, and Aircraft Pavilion will be open for tours. There are COVID-19 safety precautions that have been put in place, such as plexiglass dividers in the gift shop and hand sanitizing stations. The park opens at 8 a.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
All right, 750 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM and talk that inventory to me. Larry, you got new stuff arriving every day.
Yeah, matter of fact, you know, you heard about muscle cars.
Mm-hmm.
We have a muscle truck.
What?
It's a Dodge Ram regular cab, two-wheel drive with a Hemi in it, and I mean, it is a monster. Not lifted or anything. It's just got a big motor in it. Beautiful truck, black with chrome wheels. Ready to go.
I like it. All right. So you can haul stuff and go fast.
Yes.
It's a good deal. What about the selection of inventory and financing? Explain that to folks.
Well, we got a great lender. I mean, we've been doing business with them for over 20 years, so we've got a great reputation with them, so they'll stretch out for us and give us the best rates possible for our customers, and that's our goal, is to save our customers money on the financing.
All right. If they're coming out to look at that Dodge or any of the other hundreds of vehicles or talk financing, give them directions.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road. Visit us online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Right now, time for sports. Here's Dalton.
All right. Thank you, Sean. The Alabama High School Athletic Association announced yesterday that high schools will be allowed to begin summer activities starting June 1st. According to new guidelines created by the AHSAA Medical Advisory Board, student athletes will be allowed to participate in weightlifting and team conditioning under strict safety rules. The decision comes from the AHSAA after Governor Kay Ivey announced the loosening of some restrictions for schools and athletic events. Last week, the AHSAA notified schools that summer competition, including OTAs and 7-on-7, would be canceled. In racing, Chase Briscoe won the Toyota 200 Xfinity Series race at Darlington Raceway just 2 days after learning that he and his 12-week pregnant wife had lost their unborn baby. Briscoe announced the tragedy on Wednesday, writing on Instagram that he was FaceTiming with his wife Tuesday while she went to the doctor for a checkup just after the couple had learned the gender of their baby. And during that visit, the nurse and doctors were unable to detect a heartbeat. After an outpouring of support from the racing community, Briscoe tweeted that he and his wife debated sharing their story, but hoped that, quote, using our platform to help others was a way God would help us with coping with it all. Last night, in a race that was delayed by 2 days, Briscoe beat defending Cup Series champion Kyle Busch to the finish line. After the race, he told reporters that he was crying inside the car and not emotionally in the right place. Briscoe said, quote, this is the biggest day of my life after the toughest day of my life. Now NASCAR heads to Charlotte for the Cup Series Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday. The Xfinity Series will race again on Monday night, followed by the Truck Series the following night, and another Cup Series race in Charlotte next Wednesday night. 752 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
For the SpringdaleToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far this morning. Still one accident clearing at 8th Road and Ziegler Boulevard. Again, state troopers are clear. They promise a lot of extra radar along I-10, especially as you're traveling towards Loxley and the Baldwin Beach Express. For now, we're clear. Car Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West and Theodore is open to help get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They're a nappy finalist, and voting starts June 3rd. Get a new or used cart, or you can rent one, too. See them at CartDoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 754 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Time to find out what's cooking. We check in with our buddy Alec Naaman from Naaman's Catering. Hey, we've got a big weekend ahead, and you got a recipe for us.
Happy Memorial Day, buddy. I guarantee you. Couldn't have come at a better time. Everybody get to get outdoors, do a little swimming, skiing, fishing,
yep,
whatever, you know, and not go to jail for it.
Good point. And you got a recipe this week that is perfect for this kind of this time of year, this kind of weather. You got a seafood salad.
Well, you know, everybody gonna be probably breaking out the grills or the smokers, cooking up some meats. I know that's always a good thing. And you know, I got nothing to add to that because everybody do their own thing. But I thought, well, it'd be nice to make this little seafood salad as a nice addition to all those grillings and all those meats and all those sausages you're going to cook up, you know. So here's what I do about this seafood salad. I call it my California seafood salad. Now, don't ask me where I came up with California. When I named it, I should have named it the Alabama seafood salad.
Now we're talking.
You know, I take it and I make my dressing. My dressing is like I get the little cans of the clam tomato juice, you know, and I mix it with some lemon juice and some olive oil and some Worcestershire and a little salt and pepper, you know, and I whip all that up. And in the meantime, I get me about a pound of some crab meat, some good white lump crab meat. And I cook me about a pound of some shrimp, you know, some nice, I peel and devein them and all that kind of stuff. And then I take some cherry tomatoes and some slice some avocados up. And then I section out some little orange sections. You know, I get them out, take all the pulp out, you know, and just get the main meat of the orange, you know, and some croutons. So then I take some romaine. I lay it out on the platter. You know, I decorate it real pretty. I put a pile of crab meat right in the middle, you know, with the romaine all around it. I line it up with the tomatoes. I line it up with the avocados, and then I put all that shrimp around it. I pour the dressing over it, toss it around a little bit. Next thing you know, we eating some California seafood salad with nice lump crab meat, nice plump shrimp.
That puts a smile on my face. The idea of shrimp, crab, avocado, and romaine lettuce. I'm a happy man when that gets.
And we eating healthy, buddy. Don't tell nobody. I don't know how to cook healthy.
Hey, well, that very well may be on our table this weekend, that recipe right there. But even better is to pick up, you know, one of those y'all make and we bake recipes. Or let's talk about people that are getting those deliveries or getting those pickup orders. Or maybe even, I know it's weird, but planning a small party, 9 people or less.
Well, you know, we are booking stuff into the future. I mean, weddings and after rehearsals. We've got some stuff going on in June and July and August. So we're getting excited that the phone's ringing and people are looking to the future for events and everything. We're just waiting for corporate to come back online so we can do that too. But we, you know, I've got stuff like crawfish etouffee and red beans and sausage and stuffed flounder and stuffed chicken, and we can make life easy for you over the weekend so you can enjoy the outdoors and not spend your time in the kitchen like you have been for the last 2 months, you know, 3 months, whatever. So all you got to do is call us at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at NaamansCatering.com. We put up our weekly little curbside menu there, and it's really nice. So just call us, 473-3900. We like that. You know, it's Memorial Day weekend, so let's honor our servicemen and women. Let's honor our veterans. Let's just remember what Memorial Day is all about and give honor to those who sacrifice for us. So God bless America, man.
Thank you, Alec. Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And people could pick up those orders today, right? You can still pick up orders for the weekend.
Yeah, you can call me today. You can pick up tomorrow. You can call me today and pick up today. I can do it either, anyway. I sing and dance at the same time. You know, I can chew and walk at the same time. It's amazing what I can do.
I've watched you do all that. I've watched you just dancing, too. It's just quite a sight. Alec, having a great weekend.
You've got to see me do the Watusi.
I probably have witnessed that. That's our buddy Alec Naiman. And What's Cooking? We do it every Friday right here at FM Talk 106.5. Coming up next, Senator Doug Jones joins us talking about bringing medical manufacturing jobs back to America and back to the state of Alabama.